Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you for listening. I'm going to talk about my new song, You Will See It Through. I just released, you know, all that, and I want my Hollywood dreams, my Hollywood Dreams Forever album. So I will talk about that first, and then I will talk about dreams in general. I mean, yeah. Red Mamas, You See It Through, I just came up with a keyboard melody, synthesizers, keyboards. I was joking around, you know, I just played on my master writer. If anybody have master writer, they should try, because it really is good for songwriters or for people who want to write a script. So I mean, I want to do it. I pay for it because it's only $10 a month. You know, it's just, as a prolific songwriter, and I write songs in many different ways. I write songs vocally. I use my voice as an instrument too, but, you know, singing out a melody and the lyrics, that's a whole song. The instrument, I also play the piano, the keyboard, or drums or percussion to make melodies and songs. I've been doing it for so many years. So that's what I do. You know, it's just like I, you know, but the good thing is, you know, I was going to get a keyboard, but I couldn't afford like a real big one, you know, because it's like a bit, you know, my friend was going to give me a big piano to put in my home, and I just, you know, it wasn't too big to put in there. I could have played that piano, you know, and I had a keyboard for years, you know, I carried it around, and when I moved here, it was a keyboard in my garage, and I didn't play it. It was broken, and I didn't play the instrument, and then my friend brought this keyboard, and I just started playing it, you know, practicing on it, and I was trying to make up melodies, and here I go. So I play the keyboard, but this is a keyboard-driven synth. It's called You Will See It Through. Now, as with Because You're Gone, which I release, keyboard is who I work with, John, pardon me. I work with the producer in the studio with a keyboard melody and a piano. And with It Is the Truth, where I, you know, play the, you know, the synths. It's just, it's no vocal. But with Because You're Gone, it is a vocal. It was this keyboard synthesizer with my song, You Will See It Through, was intended as a whole song. There are words, I've written words with it, and I was going to sing over the keyboard synths. And it's just a basic keyboard synth, and it was so fun to do. Listen, I hope you listen. Let's listen to it. It was just released. That's part of who I am. I compose music, but I also, you know, I also write the lyrics to music, you know, it's just been doing it for years, you know. It's something that just draw me in. It engulfed my life in a good way, despite not having no recognition. I still felt so, the arts of creativity so great. But as I said before, when I came to Hollywood to be an artist, to get, you know, be a professional artist, I wasn't doing it for fun, you know, just sit on the street and play, you know, a keyboard or a guitar or something. It was to make it in Hollywood. But while that has happened, that side didn't happen, unfortunately. At the time, or even now, great part in making songs is the creative side, the inspiration to create is such a part of myself to make something, to create a new song. And the creativity is so endless for me, because I can sometimes have different melodies in my head, you know, singing, you know, I could, you know, listen to a song at night and then I sing out this whole melody and a whole song. And then at the same time, another melody just comes at the same time in my head. I'm trying to keep, you know, make sure I can say these two melodies in my head so I can play it, you know, sing it again or something. Or, you know, and then another melody comes and then another melody. So once in a while I have four or five different melodies in my head and I can't stop. You know, it's like I have to stop myself because it's like, okay, I got to just concentrate on these two. And then, you know, let me try to sing this out, and it's hard, or play the keyboard. So when I play the keyboard, the same thing. I could just be playing a standard song like I play songs I've written out, I play all the time, and then I just play around with the keyboard, and then a new song is developed. I just play, you know, it just comes out of me so naturally. So that's the magic, the inspiration. But here's You Will See It Through. This is a song that I just released. Hope you like it. You can listen to it on Spotify for free. You can listen to it on Deezer. You can listen to it on YouTube for free. You can listen on YouTube for free, you know? You really can. I mean, I'm glad it's an opportunity to make music on the computer or online so people can listen to it. It's called You Will See It Through. Now, as I released my Hollywood Dreams Forever album, you know, these are some of the songs I've written over the years. There are songs I have not released. Yes, that's true. Some of my lost, but you know these standards. You know the I Really Want to Be With You, and That's Why I Fell in Love With You. I Really Want to Get to Know You. Those songs, as you know, I made. Pop Dancing is about being and falling in love with someone else. It's about relationship. You know, I'm Over You, same thing. I'm Over You is about breaking up with somebody, you know, and the pain of it, but also the, you know, the realization that it had to end. So, you know, a lot of people have broken relationships, so I'm Over You is about that. It's a true story. The song that is really important to me is I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, Part 2. It's about my struggles over years of trying to make it in the industry. You remember this one. I'm gonna play it now. You know, it's like I struggled so long, you know, it's but my struggles of trying to make it in Hollywood over the last three decades. And I've been misunderstood. So my album is Hollywood Dreams Forever. So you can listen to that on YouTube for free if you have a computer. Deezer, Amazon, you can listen to it for free. Heart Radio, you can listen to it for free. All my songs are available for you for free, you know. Or if you want to buy it, you can buy it too, you know. It's there. You know, if you like any of my music, buy it. It's yours, you know. But at least to the topic of dreams, you know, dreams. Dreams are important to me, you know, for, you know, music. I came out here with such a determination, and I still have it, but it's more coincide with 2023. You know, as I told you the story, come out here in a Greyhound, thinking, you know, about those dreams, just like many people, but, you know, writing those songs, making, you know, music was so good to me. It's so inspirational, but it's also to make it a professional industry in Hollywood, you know. The Troubadour, go to Troubadour, get discovered, or go to Capitol. You know, there's no concrete way, you know. It's like that dream to be, to do something I love for a living. I wrote in the lyric, I've been misunderstood. It has shown that one of the reasons why it was hard for my dream to come true. People misunderstand me when I talked about my dreams. They thought I was, you know, too out of it, or I'm too out of touch. It was a pipe dream to them. And it wasn't, you know. It's there. And, you know, in an instance that it came true with it being released to the public, you know, on a little label, and I write with BMI as a prolific songwriter since 93. That was accidental, and that was a great thing, you know, because I was rejected by so many labels at that time, and with my rock music, they thought it was too sad. But when you realize that at the time, what was going on with grunge and Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and all those bands and rap, their songs were sad. So, but I had to be a happy person, you know? So after that, BMI contacted me and said, do you want to sign with, you know, it's easy to be with BMI. You know, if you're a songwriter, you want to write a song, you know, really all the greatest artists are on BMI or ASCAP. You know, Taylor Swift is on BMI, major stars, you know. The legacies of Michael Jackson's music is on BMI, Elvis Presley, you name it, you know. But I didn't know any of that. I thought BMI was just, I didn't know what it was all about, but it had to do with songwriting. And songwriting is connected to the artist, so writing a song, so I joined it, and I was a songwriter since then professionally, but I didn't pay much attention because I was on my own, you know. I had to get a record deal, you know. Never came when I was younger, but I had so much inspiration. But I was misunderstood by people around me in Hollywood. They thought I was too way out, or they thought something was wrong with me. And it was nothing wrong with me. It was a dream. It was a dream. Even now, people think I'm crazy. At my age, they said, oh, I must be something. Something would be wrong with me if I think I'm going to make it in Hollywood. My answer to that it can still come true. But I'm very much realistic and aware of my age, you know. I accommodate with 2023, you know, how my age and wisdom and time, you know, being a professional industry. I am a professional. I'm just not making as much money as I would. I'm not with a major label. I sent my CDs to major labels recently. None of them accepted it, but it was unsolicited, and then manager so on. So I done my best. So I am going to continue and be inspired as a songwriter. The thing about it is that people just, you know, despite of it all, it's, you know, every artist goes through that, you know, the criticism and so on. But the misunderstandings came from because people, my perception of some people is that they don't see that essence. and I guess my essence as an artist was not noticed or appreciated. And I want to say, you got to continue to do it. And, you know, I got to continue to do it, you know. I got to continue to do it. And, you know, believe in thyself. But also to know that in a age of reality, that, you know, financial or other dreams, yes. Dreams come in all forms of endeavors, you know, goals and whatever. So when I see her, somebody, in a intellectual setting said their dream was to be an attorney. So I said, you know, that's a good dream, you know. It's going to come true. Person's already in law school, so. But, you know, the thing is that dreams can happen. It just, you know, you have to be practical and you have to go for it and positive thinking. My thing is positive thinking is, you know, it's the key, and, you know, I have to think positive. And I had to make some effort at doing it, doing something I really love, and not to look at the negativity or the misconceptions, you know, because I live in an area I'm not living in West Hollywood. I haven't been living there in a long time, but I've been over there singing and stuff like that. So when people come over to where I'm at, they say, "That's, you know, this is not a place to be doing that," you know, they think I'm doing it for fun or just to have fun and stuff. And I say, yeah, you know, have fun, but I have that dream. You know, and since it's professional, you know, you can believe. But any other dream, you know, is the same thing, you know. It's very hard to go for dreams, you know, and the longevity it takes, you know, it's really hard to go to the top, because it could take a long time, and there's so many obstacles. There's so many obstacles even to get my songs out there, but I did get it out there. And, you know, when people said, I ain't going to be a lawyer, and they find out about my grade today, you know, they said, I ain't going to be a lawyer no more because I got D- or C-, you know, that's not good. You know, it's like, okay, maybe I won't. Maybe that's not my destiny, but, you know, don't try to take my dream away to be a singer, songwriter, or a lawyer, or a doctor, or anything like that, because that's so evil, because that goes against the essence of every human being to believe and to take care of themselves and to make the world thrive. As I said before, if you try to take someone's dream away, you're hurting a lot of people. You're gonna hurt yourself if you try, because it's negative. And I tried to realize that the obstacles is the longevity, the time consuming. To do these big dreams. So I have to appreciate what I have at the bottom and to know that when I fall and I, you know, when I fall and when I have those bad days, I say, oh, I'm going to give up. I'm not, whatever. I can pick myself up. That's where the strength is. And I spent 33 years trying to do it. Yes, 33 years. A lot, you know, when I got off that Greyhound at 19 to now, it's like, it's so long. The inspiration also comes from when I went to the Oscar reception at the Songwriter Society of Composer Lyrics, and I met people who were nominated for Oscar for Best Song, you know, because, you know, the songs, you know, I started off as a lyricist. And when I was in bands that I liked, it was joining bands who I wanted to join and go further with, I wrote the lyrics and was singing the lead, or I was involved in, you know, playing the percussion and just singing back up and stuff. But I wrote the lyrics. I wrote a lot of the lyrics to a lot of them. Then on the composing side, I just, you know, the keyboards, I just was playing all this. But I really was jumping all over the place because I was trying to find my place to, at the same time, trying to cope and to accommodate with what was going on at the time. And, you know, it's really hard, you know, it's really hard. And with anything, studying to be a lawyer or studying, you know, to hear somebody say, oh, you're going to make it. They hope I make it. They found out about my grade. This is what I think she probably did. I don't know. But that's not good. So my thing is to be positive, be nice to others with dreams, especially artists, how hard artists go to, or anybody. Be nice, respect them, look at them as like somebody who really wants to be somebody and let them be. Because it's really, it really is a testament of our character and the life forces around us if we're good to other people. You know, it's really hard. You know, my motto is that you can say you want something, but it's a difference if you go out there and try to do it. So if you make some effort at it, little or a lot, you're really doing what you want to do, and you're showing that that's a true, strong person who will make their dreams come true. Everybody say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. And it's like, yeah, you can do that, but can you go out there and do it for a very long time to get there? Because it's hard. It's part of the process of being, to get to that level. To be the world, the big world successes happen from a lot of hard work. It's not something that can be given to me. And I knew that when I was from Buffalo, New York. I said, oh, I'm away in Buffalo and wait for somebody to sign me. That's not going to happen. I had to go to Hollywood. And the same here, when I was doing out here, I said, I can't just sit in my home and just wait for somebody to do it. They ain't going to come to me. I had to go to them. But as I get older, it's like, I paid my dues. Yes, I did pay my dues. That's a songwriter. But once in a while, I had to go out there. So I had to go to SKF, I had to go to BMI, I had to go to the events, I had to go to Grammy Museum, go places where people can see me and I can sing on stage once in a while and or sell my songs and release my songs to the record company. So I had to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. If I do a little, you know, doing a little effort at it, not just saying it, and you can do it for a sustained long period of time, like for a month or two or three, it's the way to do it. The criticism, the evil things that happen with me when people talk about, oh, I can't make it, I don't have the size, I'm too fat, I can't sing that well, you know, all that stuff. It's an unfortunate process of trying to do something that I believe in. Everybody who made it in music went through that. They went through that, and they go through that a lot when they do get to the top. People going for to be a doctor, lawyer, business person, you know, which is the main essence of the society. People think they don't like that. Jealousy, envy, and the truth is, these people have to make that choice. They can do the same thing. They can go and make the dreams, but perhaps they don't want to. They don't want to or don't have the heart to. And that's not fair to me or somebody or like you who has a dream. So they say, I failed. So if I fail law school, that's not good because that's like kind of tragic. Or if I fail. But I worked very hard, all those years of hard work. You know, but I still have to work hard at it. I have to work hard. All those years of hard work, you know, release my music, I had those compilations out. I was out there singing. That is, it's building a system, a base of longevity of doing something that I really love to get to the next level. And I'll never lose that because if I did it all those years, you know, it's still going to be in me forever. You know, negativity inside me. That I had to overcome for dreams, you know, it's like, oh, and I was like, oh, maybe I should quit. I'm never going to make it. Oh, I'm tired. And, you know, that's a human being. Being a human being has those ups and downs. And the thing is just dealing with it and just trying to cope and to know that that's just, you know, I'm having a bad day and just pick myself up to continue that dream with the songwriter, you know. So, you know, as I said, you know, there's a lot of sunny days, but sometimes the sunny days go away and there's the rain. The rain can last a long time. Like, we had a lot of rain the past several months, but that's how I cope. Because I know that the rainy days are going to go away and the sun is going to come back out. So in that sense, I had to cope. And it's difficult. It is never easy. But the other essence, the most important part is that I'm a human being. So I have to also adapt to do other things, you know. Plan B, some people don't have Plan B, but Plan B has something to fall back on. That's true. And I'm going to do, you know, my music and then go to, you know, I have to fall back and go to education, have something to fall back on. But the thing is about, you know, I'm a human being first and foremost. I got to love myself. And I don't know how long I'm going to be on this planet naturally. So even though if that is the case, to go for those dreams, I got to love myself and appreciate what I have, the little things. Because no matter what about the big dreams can happen. But it's about the little things because sooner or later, as my age, I'm older. I'm 33 years older from when I came out here. I'm going to eventually die naturally in this body, just like everybody else. So it's going to be natural, you know, old age or whatever. So how I live is going to be important because I got to appreciate. We don't know how long we're going to live individually. We don't know how long. It's indifferent. But what is assured is that change happens in this lifetime, and the change for each one of us is going to be death, physical death. That's absolute. So I ain't coming back to this planet. So while I'm living, I'm going to make the best out of it so I can do what I can, the best I can, so that I can, you know, appreciate my life because I was lucky to be born and to stay alive because the truth is some people don't make it to adult age. So I'm trying to appreciate my life and do the best I can. And I realized with my mom, I haven't seen her in years. I lost out a lot trying for that dream. I missed out a lot. So I had to go see my mom. I had to make up. Because life is too short. Life is unpredictable. It's too short. I'm trying to hopefully I can live a long life. I don't want to die in a short life, but we don't know. So I'm saying naturally. So I'm going to appreciate myself and just appreciate the little things, but still try for those dreams because we don't, you know, you have to make the life as best as I can and my own ability and not give a damn what anyone say, and don't listen to what other people say, because everybody's life is different. What we do with our lives in 1 minute, good or bad, will pay for our destiny. And dreams is part of it. Going for positive dreams, you know, music industry, going for being a doctor, lawyer, or business person, or arts, those are the things. If people have a dream just to just paint and relax and have a good time, then fine. That's okay. If they don't have big dreams, that's fine. The point is that how we treat ourselves and others will denote what happened to us as far as our destiny, positive or negative. We can't afford to be being negative when life is too short and we don't know how much time we have on this planet. So for me, I know I have to be good. I'm a human being. The sun come out, I don't feel good. Sometimes I don't feel bad, but that's part of trying to make that dream come true. And, you know, everybody has different dreams, but for me, it's to go for these little dreams because that's part of it. Somebody said, I'm a professional student. I say, you damn right. I didn't get discovered in music. And they ain't hiring me. I had to go to school to learn a new craft because I want to get a good job. So I'm living life on my own terms. I'm not rich. Some people are fortunate to be rich, but I'm still going to do it. It's better than sitting around and not doing anything and wasting away. Because sooner or later, you know, my time on earth will be up naturally. Old age, whatever it'll be, make the best out of it. But continue with the dreams make things better for me, for life. And that's all I need to say. Good day, good night. I'm Death Knight.